So I think I will call to order. Can everybody hear me? Okay, good. Thank you. I will call to order this May 19th, 2025 meeting of the Madison Plan Commission. Director Tuttle, would you call the roll?
Chair, I believe that Director Tuttle is having some audio issues.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Let's give her just a minute to see if we can get her. Oh, she says she can't hear. Can you hear now?
Yes. Sorry about
that. Awesome. I can hear you too. There we go. Would you call the roll? I think we're ready to get started.
Absolutely. Thank you. Alder Field?
Here.
Alder Glenn?
Here.
Alder Uguerre?
Here.
Commissioner Heck?
Here.
Commissioner McCaho?
Here.
Commissioner Mendez?
Here.
Commissioner Sanders?
Here.
Commissioner Solheim?
Here.
Alternate Bazin? I believe he's here. Alternate Wesniewski? Chair Gnon?
Here.
And I don't believe that School District Rep Soldner is here.
Right.
Oh, Chair, I will note I just saw alternate Bazin just signed on.
Welcome. Great. Thanks. All right. We will start with Facilitator Poole, if you would read us the technical information for our meeting.
All right. Welcome to our virtual Plan Commission meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak or ask questions. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do the best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. The clerk will tell you when your time is up. After all register and speak, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the commission, please send it to the email list in today's agenda. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So the first item on our agenda is time for public comment regarding items not on the formal plan commission agenda. Director Tuttle, did we have any registrants for item one?
Not for this item.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have disclosures and recusals. Members of the plan commission should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Does anyone have disclosures or recusals for tonight's agenda to share? All right. Seeing no hands, we'll move on to minutes from last week's meeting, which was the May 12th regular meeting of the Plan Commission. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes that we've had a chance to review? Seeing no raised hands, is there a motion to approve the minutes and a second? Alder Field, thank you. Commissioner Heck, I think you got in there under the wire for seconding the motion to approve the minutes. Any discussion on this motion? Great. Seeing no raised hands, we'll come to a vote. Is there any objection to unanimous approval for last week's minutes? Seeing none, that motion will pass unanimously. Next, we'll review our schedule of upcoming meetings. Our next regular meetings will be June 9th and 23rd, and then July 7th and 28th. And all of those are virtual meetings at 5:30, like this one. Also, a reminder, our special meeting in person is coming up on Monday, June 2nd. So a week from this coming Monday, and that will be in person at 5 o'clock in room 215 of the Madison Municipal Building. So we'll get to have some time in person. I'm looking forward to that. We will next move to our public hearings. We have a consent agenda tonight. I think everything is recommended for consent. And it has been the custom of the Plan Commission to remove from the agenda those items on which staff members believe an application has been sufficiently reviewed to support approval with all of the conditions placed on it by the various city departments, and in which the applicant accepts those conditions, and there are no individuals who've registered to speak in opposition to those items. So the items proposed for consent agenda tonight are on the screen now, and items 2 and 4 are proposed to be approved on the consent agenda as presented, and item 3 is recommended to be referred to our next meeting on June 9th at the request of the applicant. So we would not vote on the substance of that item, only the decision to refer it to the next meeting. We did have a lot of registrants for item 3, so just to clarify for members of the public on the call tonight, if referring this item to the June 9th meeting means that you would need to re-register for that meeting to speak on the item, and the registration for the June 9th meeting will be open sometime in the afternoon on the Thursday before the Monday meeting, so that's June 5th. And we anticipate having a discussion of this item at the June 9th meeting, so we hope you'll get back in to register for that one in time, assuming that it is referred. So with those items before us on the consent agenda, are there any requests for separation of any of those items from the commission? All right, seeing none, I will read those items into the record. So item 2 is Legistar number 83269 relating to 709 to 711 East Johnson Street in Alder District 6. This is consideration of a conditional use in a neighborhood mixed-use district for an outdoor eating area open past 9 p.m. Item 3, again, for referral to June 9th, is Legistar item 87879. Relating to 4506 to 4514 Verona Road in Alder District 10. And that's consideration of a conditional use in a commercial center district for dwelling units in a mixed-use building to allow construction of a 5-story mixed-use building containing 324 square feet of commercial space and 93 apartments. And then item 4, which is for approval, is Legistar number 87880. And that relates to 3895 and 3897 Vilas Hope Road in the town of Cottage Grove. And this is consideration of a certified survey map within the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction to reconfigure 2 existing lots. I will open the public hearing I will open the public hearing and close the public hearing for the consent agenda. And then we will move to a vote. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Alder Field, thank you. Is there a second? Commissioner Mendez, thank you. Is there any objection to unanimous approval for the consent agenda as presented? All right, seeing none, the consent agenda passes unanimously. And we will move forward with the rest of our agenda, starting with member announcements, communications, or business items. Does anyone have any announcements or business items to share tonight? All right. Seeing none, we'll go to the secretary's report. Director Tuttle, floor is yours.
I first want to just give the commission a quick update on the request that we had made to you about availability for the June 9th meeting and confirm that we will have a quorum for that meeting. And so we will be meeting, as the chair noted, on June 9th as our next regular meeting. Just as a heads up, if there are any changes to your availability, please let us know just so that we can work through any implications that that may have. For our next meeting, you can see that we have a long list of items that we expect to discuss. As we just adopted the consent agenda, we will be taking up the question of the project at 4506 to 4514 Verona Road. So just reiterating for any members of the public who are still here tonight, any discussion related to that project will happen at the June 9th meeting. And if you were here registered for that item tonight, please register for the June 9th meeting as well. That said, any written comments that have been submitted already, as well as folks who registered any opposition or support for that project tonight, all that information will still be part of the record from tonight's meeting. And will also, all those written comments will be part of the record for the meeting on June 9th. We also anticipate at the meeting on June 9th those zoning code amendments that I mentioned at our last meeting. We will also see a project at in the 3500 block of University Avenue and the 700 block of North Meadow. This is a project that is coming back to you with some changes. We also anticipate some of the initial projects proposed from the Starkweather plat out on Milwaukee Avenue to be on the agenda, and an application for assisted living facility that's converting into a community living arrangement at Jupiter Drive. So those are some of the highlights I just want to note for the June 9th meeting. We do also anticipate a longer list of applications for our June 23rd meeting as well, and we'll let you take a look at what those projects are. Those are the things I wanted to mention for you this evening, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. Any questions from the commission for Megan? All right. Seeing none, I think... This is a short meeting, and I would ask for a motion to adjourn in a second. Alder Uguer, thank you. Commissioner Solheim, thank you. Any objection to unanimous approval for this motion? And seeing none, we'll stand adjourned, and we'll see each other soon. So thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you all. Have a great night.